Oh, God, what's that? Tom? Tom, that's the Star Wars music.
Well, of course it's the Star Wars music, Bob. This is the Star Wars special, the spectacular, the blockbuster.
Tom, no, this is funny stuff. It's Friday night, 9:30. That's when funny stuff is on. The blockbuster isn't until a week from tomorrow at 3.
Oh, God, wait a minute. what to say, Bob?
just start my music, will you? That's better. Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, a half an hour of comedy presented every week here on KCRW. Tonight, we're going to be listening to Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Those of you who have never heard Mike Nichols and Elaine May are in for a treat, and those of you who have, I'm sure, will be glad to hear them again. It's hard to believe it was over 20 years since Nichols and May first burst upon the scene, and they were really only on the scene for about 4 years. Between about 1958 and 1962. They had a very successful run on Broadway, opening on October 8th, 1960, for 306 performances of a show called An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Their style was improvisational, and their material was very hard-hitting. And it's funny, their influence is still felt today. It's, as I say, it's hard to believe that they were really only around for a short time. They've gone on to quite a bit of individual success. Mike Nichols is a film director, and Elaine May writing shows on Broadway and directing them. Let's listen to some wonderful stuff from their Broadway show.
Information.
Operator, get me the number, please, of George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, at 4411 Huguenot Walloon Drive.
That is George Kaplan.
Yes, that's right.
That is Kaplan.
Mm-hmm, yes.
That is K as in knife. A as in aardvark. P as in pneumonia. L as in luscious. A as in aardvark again. N as in newel post. Kaplan?
I think so, yes.
Just one moment. I will look that number up for you.
Right. Thank you very much. Operator, if you could try to hurry a little bit.
I am looking the number up for you.
I don't mean to rush you at all. It's just that I'm terrifically late, and
that
I thought...
That number is listed in your directory.
Operator, there is no directory here. I swear to God...
Will you please take a pencil and
yes.
write the number
yes.
down?
I promise I definitely will, yes.
That number is
hello?
Fairfax
hello?
9.
Hello, operator, hello,
information.
Hello.
Information.
Operator, you collected my dime.
Information is a free service, sir. When you hang up, your dime will be returned to
you. Yeah, miss, listen, I know it's usually a free service. See, the thing is, in this case, I heard the dime, you know, hit all those other dimes. See, I know it's in there. And I wouldn't bother you about a dime, operator. In this case, miss, it's my last dime. I have no change. My car has broken down, and I'm an hour late for a very important appointment. So you can see... Hello?
Information.
Oh, no. Miss, yes. Please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No. Why don't you try hanging up?
Because... I can't take the chance. I'll lose the dime. I'll lose you. Look, miss, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to? A human?
You wish to speak to a human?
Yes.
About your alleged dime?
It's a real dime.
Just one moment. I will connect you with the information supervisor.
Oh, thank you very much. Hello, miss operator. Hello?
Information.
Listen, there's no chance that you would, say, jostle something with your elbow and just cut me off completely.
We do not work with our elbows,
sure.
Sir.
Come on.
Information supervisor, can I help you?
I sincerely hope so.
Yes, sir.
Just a minute ago, operator...
Supervisor. I'm the information supervisor.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Just a minute ago, one of your girls inadvertently collected my last dime. And you see,
information doesn't charge a dime.
Yeah, no, look, miss, I've already gone through...
When you hang up, you see, your dime will be returned to you.
The other girl...
Information is a completely free service.
Not tonight! Now, miss... Please try to understand what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking as one human being to another. Forget that you're an operator.
I'm a supervisor.
All right, fine. All right, supervisor. Bell Telephone has stolen my last dime. That's what it comes down to. You stole it. I put it in the telephone and you took
it
away.
Bell Telephone wouldn't steal your dime.
They have stolen my dime.
No, Bell Telephone doesn't need your dime.
I know. That's exactly my point.
Bell Telephone gets millions of dimes every day. They wouldn't pick out your dime to steal, you know.
They stole it. Damn it, they stole it.
I'm not going to sit here and argue with you.
Well, now, miss, look,
you mean to sit there and tell me that you think that the Bell Telephone Company has stolen your dime?
That is what I've been telling you now for 20 minutes.
That I'll be very happy to return your dime to you.
You will?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Not at all. What is your name and address?
Miss?
Yes?
You're going to send me a whole lot of stamps, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
I knew it. Look, I've received stamps from you people in the past, and it's a swell surprise. I need the dime now. Look, can I go over your head? Is there someone else I can speak to?
Well, I could connect you with the managing supervisor, Miss Jones.
Yes.
Who wouldn't be able to help you either. If you run and give it a whirl.
Miss Jones, please. And please hurry.
Just hold the line.
Managing supervisor, Miss Jones, can I help you?
Oh, Miss Jones. I'm so glad I finally got a hold of you.
What is it, sir?
Miss Jones, this is my story.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh. Miss Jones, a long time ago, one of your operators inadvertently collected my last dime.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. As I explained to her, I'm sorry, Miss Jones. I don't usually do this.
No, sir, you go ahead and cry.
Thank you.
No, Bell Telephone understands.
You're very kind.
No, you've lost your dime.
No, she took it, and I have to have it back.
Well, of course you do, sir. And Bell Telephone will be very happy to give you a free call for that dime.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
If this is true, I'll never forget you as long as I live.
Well, it's true.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Miss Jones.
Our pleasure to serve you.
Thank you.
You just give me the number you're calling.
Miss Jones.
Yes, sir.
You're dealing here with an ass. You see, she took the dime before I ever got the number. Look, we'll forget it. I'll lose my job.
There's no need to take that attitude.
No?
Not at all. You can simply give me the name of the party you're calling. I can look that number up for you.
Grand. The name is George Kaplan, K-A-P-L-A-N, is in Newell Post.
Yeah. One moment.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Miss Jones.
For you.
Yes.
That number is Fairfax 91975.
1975. Tell me what to do.
Hold on to your receiver.
Right, check, right.
Until you hear the dial tone.
Wait for the dial tone.
Then dial your number,
dial,
sir.
As I ordinarily
you have a free
would.
Call.
Thank you, Miss Jones. I'll never forget you.
This is a recording. You have dialed a wrong exchange.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Hi. Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone
you were
to
supposed
call?
To call yeah. me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second, and
you
I could
didn't
cut
have
my
a
throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
It was just work, and
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I got to call Mom.
All day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe
and all
me.
All day Sunday. And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son called.
Mom.
He never called.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey.
You know,
look,
Arthur,
listen.
I'm sure that all the other scientists there have mothers, you know? And I'm sure that they all find time after their breakfast or before their count-off...
Down.
...to pick up a phone and call their mother.
Honey, listen, now you have
you
me on the phone.
You know how I worry.
Well, I do. That's the point.
I read in the paper how you keep losing them.
Mother! I don't lose them.
Well, I nearly went out of my mind.
Okay, honey,
I thought, what if they're taking it out of his pay?
All right.
Write me a letter.
Right,
is that so hard?
Okay.
I'm your mother.
Right, mother, look, darling, please,
I'll send
honey,
you
Mom,
stamp.
Dear,
it's
please,
so don't.
Just tell
letter.
Me how you
That's
are,
so
Mom.
Hard.
Tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick.
I'm sorry to hear it. I really am. What's wrong?
Nothing. You know what it is, honey.
Yeah.
It's the
yeah.
same thing it's always been.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
It's
yeah.
my nerves.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I went to the doctor,
yeah.
and he told me
yeah.
right out,
yeah.
he said,
yeah.
Listen, Mrs. White,
yeah. Yeah.
who
yeah.
are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
are a
yeah.
very nervous,
yeah. Yeah.
very
yeah.
high-strung woman.
Yeah. yeah, yeah, well, God knows that's true, yeah.
And
yeah.
you cannot stand yeah. the slightest aggravation.
Yeah, sure,
well,
yeah. yeah.
I said, Doctor,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
I know that,
yeah, yeah,
I do. I said, but you see, Doctor, I have this son. He is. You know, it's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is. He's very busy. You see, Doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom,
well,
dear,
Arthur,
I want you to tell...
Well, Arthur, when I
Mom...
said that to him, that man turned pale.
Right, dear, Mom.
He
Mom.
Said, Mrs. White, Mom. I have been a doctor for 35 years,
right.
and I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right, Mom, dear,
That's
listen,
That's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
and
I want
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say they're going to do with you?
Well... I may be in the hospital for a while, so...
The hospital?
Yes, the hospital.
Well, but what are they going to do?
Well, they'll x-ray my nerves.
Mother, why didn't you let me know? All you had to
now,
do
honey,
was drop...
Well, how can I
not
aggravate yourself? I wouldn't have brought it up.
Aggravate
don't,
myself
don't. It's
over.
A little tiny... It's nothing. Forget it. How's your hangnail?
All right. Mother,
yes.
please, just don't worry.
Arthur... What does that mean? Honey, what does that mean, don't worry?
Nothing, actually. I don't know. I just said the first thing that came into my head. It was a
Arthur,
mistake.
Arthur, listen to me. I'm a mother.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know. I should have realized,
What's
and I didn't.
What's the use of talking,
no, it was a
you
mistake.
Know?
I'm sorry. No,
no you're
I'm...
very young.
Well, I...
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom?
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And, honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making me. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
You're very sarcastic.
Mother, I'm doing my best now. You called me on the telephone. I tried to explain to you.
Don't hit me. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry that I bothered you. And look, I hope I didn't make you feel bad.
Are you kidding? I feel awful.
Oh, honey, if I could believe that, I'd be the happiest mother in the world.
Oh, Mother, it's true. What do you think? I feel crummy.
Arthur, honey... Why don't you call me, sweetheart? Look, you know, Arthur, I know that I nag you, you know. Listen, I'm a nagging mother. What are you going to do? No, I'm kidding.
Honey, you know, you're my baby. And Arthur, you're the only baby I've got. And honey, no matter how old you get, when you get to be 80 years old, you're going to be my baby, you know? And when you don't call me sweetheart, I can't help it. I worry. So is that so hard to pick up a phone and call your mommy? Please, baby, please.
Yeah, well, I will, I promise.
You say it, and then
I really promise. Well, I promise.
Well, then you make your mommy so happy.
If mommy's happy, then he's happy. Okay,
right,
mommy.
And mommy wants to wish you lots of luck with your rocket.
Thank you, mommy.
And remember, Dad, I love you.
I love you too, mommy.
Goodbye, baby.
Goodbye, mommy. Nani, nuni, nani, nuni.
Well, that's terrific. That is just terrific. A lot of their best work was a series called Improvisations to Music with Marty Rubenstein at the piano. Here's a more subtle piece of theirs along this line.
What are you going to be drinking, Miss Lemus?
Just anything, I guess.
Should I order for you?
All right.
I probably like an Alexander. Ladies like them an awful lot. I noticed 9 times out of 10.
They're a little sweet.
You know, how about you like? I'll just add, Morris. Bring us a couple of Ryan ginger ale, a Canadian Club. All right, thank you. That's a very careful job you did on that whole Mimeo deal, Miss Lemus. I wanted to commend you. I didn't want to do it in front of the other girls, you know, because once you start that stuff...
Oh, yes. Well, thank you very much.
It's just crystal clear. I didn't know that you could make that many copies and, you
well,
know, have
I
them all clear.
Ran them on the mimeograph, and they came off.
They're just remarkable, really.
Well, thank you.
Because, you know, I know that old Mimeo. It doesn't always behave that way.
You have to keep inking it.
Yes.
And then it works well, though.
Yeah, but, you know, your average girl isn't going to care, you see.
Sometimes. I know a lot of the times, you know, when I'm in the office and some of the girls are working on the mimeograph and I see that it's getting low on ink, I'll go up to them and I'll say, you know, it's getting low on ink.
Yeah,
and
sure.
They'll just keep doing it and it'll be very, very faint copies.
Yeah, well, a lot of them just don't give a damn, you know, and...
Well, it's, you know, not so much they don't give it. I think that they're not so much lazy as they don't know how important it is, you know?
Yes.
Because it is important, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, if you get somebody like yourself who feels that we're all one family, which we are, then...
Yes. Well, you know, I think that that's just the wonderful thing about GAA and P, and that is that everybody is... I mean, you know, like, you're not just going to a job and working. I mean, everyone is just so nice to you.
Thank you, Morris.
Thank you.
Well, that's the way we like the girls to feel. Drink up, honey. Miss Lemus, are you?
Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a good rye. It's not nothing fancy, you know, but it's...
In the drink?
Yes.
Yes, well, it's you know, it's not, it doesn't bother you.
Yeah.
But you know it's there.
Yeah. Gee, you know, I'm, it's awful nice to sit here with you. I tell you, you know, my wife is up in the mountains. She goes every summer, she goes up to the mountains, and I just rattle around in a big apartment all by myself.
Oh, gee. You know, if you close off some of the rooms sometime, if you can do that.
Just me and the hi-fi.
Well, it's very nice to have a hi-fi just for that reason. I mean, I just have a record player, but I know that sometimes when I'm alone at night, if I didn't have that record player, I'd really go out of my mind.
You like Andre Castellanets, Miss Lemus?
Well, I really listen mostly to semi-classical
yes.
music.
Yes, yeah, me too. I just got a whole Castellanos thing playing Footlight Favorites, a lot of the semi-class stuff.
I really love music. I mean, I don't understand it or anything, but I know what I like, and
I'd like to play it for you if you're interested. I don't know, you know, I could just hop up there and give it a whirl. I don't know.
To your apartment?
Yeah, right, you could get to see my dog, and he's kind of a cute little fella. It's an awful nice record. I just thought, you know, if...
You mean tonight?
Yeah, it's right around the corner. I don't know, you know, if you wanted to just listen to the record for a second.
Well, what time is it?
Oh, it's just 9:15. You know, we got to still catch a train. It was just an idea, you know. Why don't you come up for just a second? I'll play you the record. You're really going to like it, I know.
I have to catch the train.
Morris, all right, that'll be our check, please. Thanks, fella.
I can only stay for just
sure.
1 second.
Right, we'll just hop up and play the record, okay?
All right.
Another group of pieces that they did was an album entitled Nichols and May Examine Doctors. And here's a prime example of this. This was done in the studio without an audience.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have a suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you
two
have
sponges.
All the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We don't. We only had two sponges.
Edith, this is terrible when we wrangle this way. Why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the hall?
I don't avoid you in the hall.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you'd like? A suture? Sponge? Something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now,
thank
you.
It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria
with Pinsky. I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered
you. You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and operations.
All right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient.
All
now
right.
It's you who starts these
things. All right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Oh, please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I do. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stick.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it now.
It's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please, so, Dr. Harris, everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no, which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
We're also very lucky to have preserved an example of the creative process that they underwent in the making of that album. Here it is, Nichols and May at work.
Can we do a doctor spot?
Well, you can't do anything funny about doctors.
Let's do an operation.
Oh, I have one.
Yes.
Because I've been wanting to say it in life anyway. Ask me what I want to be. Oh, no, you have to be my mother.
What do you want to be?
No, don't start with it. Yeah. Come in and have a little talk and everything. I'm old enough now.
Buddy.
Yes, Mom?
I've been thinking. You're getting older now. You're nearly a man. And you should start thinking about your future a little bit, you know. Now, I don't want to push you, but I wonder if you do ever think about it. You're a happy boy. Always smiling, always glad. And you're very much beloved in the neighborhood.
For God's sake. Mom, I have been giving it some thought. I know what I'd like to do with my life.
Oh, really?
And it'll take some sacrifice on all our parts, because I'll have to train for some years, but it'll be worth it.
Buddy.
Mother, I want to be a registered nurse.
Taking away.
No, Jack, I know.
No, you're just setting me up.
Because it sounded like you were anticipating what he was going to say, like he wanted to be part of something.
Oh, something strange.
No, I was just excited and joyous because I thought he wanted to be a doctor.
Let me come to you with it, and you'll be Jewish. Mom?
Yes, dear.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
You sure?
Sit down. We haven't given much thought to my college education and to what I'm finally going to be.
Well, you asked me not to push you, and I respect that.
And you and Pa have been very good about it, but I've been giving it a lot of thought.
Darling, whatever you decide, I know I had my own plans and hopes, but I know you're not a studier and you like sports, and if that would make you happy, then that's what I want you should do.
No,
you know?
Mother, I you're wrong. I do want to study. That's why I want to talk to you, and I want something now that'll take some education, but it's something that I want very much. And if you and Pa are willing to make the sacrifices and send me to school...
Buddy, how could you ask that? We would do anything for you to be a professional.
Mother, I want very much to be a registered nurse. Stop laughing.
Say it again.
All right. I've given it a lot of thought, Mom, and I want very much to be a registered nurse.
Oh, you've gotten it out now. I'm not going to tell you that.
Right.
Oh, buddy, my buddy, my boy. Oh, you don't know what this means to me. You don't know what pride and joy it will give your father and me to be able to say, that's my son. Where do I have to start from, bud? I never get good. Where do I start from?
Almost any place. I can pick up anything.
Start from the beginning of that speech.
I can't. All right. Oh. You don't know. You don't know what pride and joy it will give your father and me to be able to say, that's my son, the nurse.
I think we're all right on it.
Oh, is it the clarinet?
It's got to be.
Listen to it, I'm pretty sure it is.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Funny Stuff with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. I will be having another program in the series featuring some more of their wonderful material, probably in the not-too-distant future. If you have any comments or requests or complaints or anything, please address them to me, Bob Claster, at Funny Stuff, KCRW, at 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90405. And let's see what else is there. Next week's program may or may not be preempted depending upon how long the basketball game runs. So those of you who like comedy, encourage them to play faster or have not too many timeouts or something. I think that'll do it for tonight. This is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to keep that sense of humor well-oiled because you never know when you'll need it. Let's let Mike Nichols do the sign-off for us tonight, all right?
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, remember, heart disease, the number one enemy, heart fund, the number one defense, the mentally ill can come back, the family that prays together stays together. Good night, we'll see you tomorrow.